Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on what radio you're trying to connect to it. And since I'm mainly working with HTs and I just route the antenna to the top, having an antenna that can attach that's B and C is nice for an HT. And it's nice because it's mobile. You can just throw it up there and boogie. But if you have the need for like a permanent mount, like all the antennas on my roof are all NMO, and I highly suggest those. There's some really good ones out there. I got mine from DX Engineering, where you drill the little hole. It's got a O-ring seal. It just through bolts, from up above, and it's really easy to install, and it's super secure. So that's what I would suggest for like a more permanent install. But if you're doing a magnet mount, it shouldn't really, probably an NMO would still be good for a magnet mount because it lets you do a few different, it's just a little bit better for mobile antennas. But if you're like me, happy to use that tall, other antenna, basically kind of like a mobile antenna or a handheld antenna on top of the car, then it's really probably the best way would be an NMO mount with an official like car rated wind loaded antenna, but it's up to you and kind of goes on what your use case will be.